MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. A bill in the roundhouse would give thousands of low-income people e-bikes at steep discounts. Backers of the bill say it would help New Mexicans and the environment. The bill would give e-bike retailers cash rebates up to $1,200 if the person they sold it to provides proof they're a low-income resident, a person whose annual household income does not exceed 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. The bill asking for about $5 million from the general fund to give these rebates to the retailers. The dollar amount can vary under the bill, between $1,200 of the cost of the bike, whichever is lower. City of Roswell is able to provide much-needed repairs to a bridge south of the 800 block of East 2nd Street, built decades ago by using money available through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Repairs to what's referred to as Bridge Number 9199 is going to be funded for the entire $2.4 million in estimated construction costs. The design work for the bridge about halfway complete. City engineer says the bridge near the intersection of East Brown Street and South Elm has received 61-100 score and is in D-minus condition. It was built back in 1960 and now has visible cracks in its foundation. If you love art, listen up. The application for the 2023 Rue d'Osso Art Festival is open and available at zapplication.org. The dates for the event, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and the event takes place at the Rue d'Osso Convention Center. Deadline to apply is April the 7th. And that's what's happening. Have a great weekend. For MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller.